Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The wait is over for Upper Hunter applicants of the Community Building Partnerships Program. It has been confirmed that 25 projects across the electorate will share $400,000 in funding from the New South Wales Government's program. It includes public schools and sporting groups in Merriwar, Murrundi, Scone and Singleton. Some of the successful projects include an upgrade of the Muswellbrook PCYC's female and male bathrooms, a dojo room refresh at Singleton PCYC, and Paterson River Netball Club now has funds for an undercover area. Applications for the program in 2022 will open early next year. A further 54 confirmed cases of COVID-19 has been identified within the Hunter regions. The new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 3,949, with currently 762 active cases. It included 15 in the Mid-Coast, 9 in Newcastle, 7 in Inverell, 6 in Lake Macquarie, 5 in Tamworth Regional, 4 in Maitland and Port Stephens, 3 in Cessnock and 1 in Moree Plains. 12 of the total active cases are currently being cared for in hospital and 3 are in ICU. There were 27 infectious individuals out in the community. There were 23 isolating during their infectious period and 4 remains under investigation by health experts. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 212 locally acquired cases overnight. And the Hunter warbirds have reached a major milestone in remediation works to the hangar structure. Independent engineers inspected the structure and signed off on the repair works that have been done over the last 5 weeks. Plenty of work is still underway as the venue works towards its completion date set in February 2022. It includes primer being applied to the roof structure and columns, cladding work beginning on the roof, and work crews still finishing off sections before moving to other bits of the project. The terminal building is also advancing with works like roofing and external cladding complete, and painting of the external walls already starting. Upper Hunter Shire Council are confident the final fit is still on track ahead of the aviation event Warbirds Over Scone, which will take place over in March 26th and 27th.